Shouldn't you be at work?
When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea.
I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
I'll have a low-fat pizza or something like that, or a few biscuits and some milk on a Sunday.
And you can pair up if you like, and you can fucking pick someone else to help you, and you can bring your fucking dinner.
Oh, a magnificent goal from Darren Huckabee!
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Tony Hatton!
No!
Hello and welcome to Quickly Kevin, Will He Score? This is a special announcement episode. I'm Chris Gold. Joining me, as always, Josh Widdicombe.
Hello.
And here at his news desk, or maybe he's doing the weather, he's our very own Michael Fish. It's Michael Marden.
Hello.
Now, this is a special mini episode based purely on the 90s o'clock news. Let's have it.
Headquarters of ITN, News at 10, with Chris Scull.
Our main story tonight, a huge announcement about Euro 2021 coverage. And our second story, how Steve Froggatt met his wife. So, top story is this, bit of hush please. To quote Tony Blair, I feel the hand of history on our shoulders. After 4 years of talking about the 90s, we here at Quickly Kevin have a huge announcement. For 1 month only, we've made the decision to go topical for Euro 2021. Josh, thoughts?
Yes. Well, we will admit this came from a conversation when the pubs reopened. We were sat in the rain and the rain was splashing off our pizzas. But genuinely, this is the most exciting thing we have done since Michael recorded the jingle to Do I Remember This Right? Basically, this all came about from something Chris said about what he loved about France 98.
Yeah, which is something that hasn't come up before. One of my favourite things about France 98 was the big breakfast coverage in the morning, like waking up and getting a bit of colour about what was going on in the tournament. They had a roving reporter. It just, for me, like France 98, some of my biggest memories are just presenting, discussing that tournament that was happening there and then. And I thought, we could do that. Listeners of this show could wake up in the morning and listen to us talk about it.
Yeah, I used to listen in Euro 96. I vividly remember every morning on Radio 1, Chris Evans would cover it and it would feel like so exciting and it would feel like it was the soundtrack to your summer. 2006, I was working at Dora the Explorer magazine and I had nothing to do during the World Cup. And it was the first ever time The Guardian did their podcast. They did their daily podcast and I listened to that every day and it became as much a part of the World Cup as any of the other coverage. It became my World Cup. Michael, what has inspired you towards this decision?
Well, I would like to echo both of those sentiments, but also for me, it's about growing up in the 90s, I would get chastised in the summers for spending far too much time playing Championship Manager, and in particular in the later editions, messing around with a data editor. You know, people would say, what are you doing? You're wasting your time on that game. Why don't you get a job or a girlfriend or pass your driving test? And this is a chance for me to tell all of those people that I was preparing for the biggest announcement of my life 25 years later.
So we want to be your 2021 big breakfast Chris Evans breakfast show, or dare we say it, Guardian Football Daily. We have decided we're going to take everything you love about Quickly Kevin and for 1 month only, bringing it into the present day at Euro 2021.
And I've really cemented this decision by the fact that I've bought myself, my wife and my one-year-old daughter England kits. That's how much I'm going into this. We will begin next week with the first of our two preview episodes. And then once the tournament starts, three podcasts per week throughout the tournament, each recorded the night before release. Because we are, let's face it, going to be bloody topical now.
On top of this, you know those quite boring games in the tournament that you have on in the background, and you're watching them, but what you want to be doing is watching them with your mates or your favourite podcasters. Well, now you can. We will be doing watch-alongs of matches throughout the tournaments. For certain games, join us on Zoom or, you know, whatever technology it is, to watch the match with us and our special guests, beginning with England's friendly against Romania on Sunday the 6th of June, and then again for France v Spain in week one of the tournament. Plus, more soon to be announced fixtures.
Yeah, and just so we don't miss out on the 90s completely, we will also be running the previously announced Championship Manager Euro 96 tournament. So that'll be 8 Quickly Kevin regulars, including us three, will face off against 8 Quickly Kevin fan club members as we recreate Euro 96 on Championship Manager. It's not to be missed. And if you want a chance of taking part, you need to make sure you've signed up to the Quickly Kevin fan club by Wednesday the 2nd of June to be eligible for the draw.
And so I guess this is the moment we might give you a little bit of a tease of our punditry team this summer. So across our podcast and watch-alongs, we're going to be joined by our favourite cast of Quickly Kevin friends. So your lineup looks a little bit like this: Matt Ford, Ivo Graham, Tom Crane, Tom Parry, Nish Kumar, and many more will be dropping in to keep the spirits up and convince us that England, or brackets Wales or Scotland, may win this tournament. Plus, there's going to be a few wild cards and people in there that have been to major tournaments as players, broadcasters, or indeed maybe even Italian 90 mascot Chow might be turning up, maybe.
But don't worry, we won't be asking them whether Harry Kane should be playing up front on his own in a 1 or 2. Instead, we will be asking, what is it like to room with Steve Hodge? This is still Quickly Kevin, after all.
And to give you an idea of our booking plans, genuinely, just yesterday, we were rejected by Yuri Geller, who, in his words, said, "I don't do podcasts." So that is a flavour where we're casting this rod out.
That's who we're trying to book. That's who we're trying to book. Also, please do not worry if you hate England. We will be supporting all of the home nations. We'll have representatives of Scotland and Wales on the panel as well. It isn't just for England fans, which is good. But, Michael, why are we so excited about Quickly Kevin above all the podcasts available during the World Cup?
Well, one of the many reasons we're excited is that all of this, we are confident, will be nothing like what any of the other TV, radio, newspapers and podcasts are offering throughout the tournament. We're going to be focusing on all of the things that Quickly Kevin fans and us care about.
So, some of the things we'll be talking about: expect us to analyse the kits, the BBC and ITV theme tunes, commentary teams, mascots, Kasper Schmeichel being chipped, parallels to 90s tournaments, weird things that happened to Michael as a child, and I will be insisting, and Michael and Josh don't know this yet, that somehow we feature the commentary of Andy Carroll's goal against Sweden in the Euros in our opening titles. Plus, stories of us watching the game in Josh's garden / fan park, and of course, getting drunk as the tournament progresses.
Should be clear, expect us not to talk about false nines, double pivots, the German school, the financial workings of UEFA, or expected goals. We have no interest or knowledge of those.
I am so excited about this. It's our opportunity to make a topical football show in the spirit of Quickly Kevin. It couldn't be more exciting. This could potentially be the best month of our lives, people.
Far better than 1966, because that was hugely overrated.
And if all of that wasn't enough, there's also going to be a huge bounty of Quickly Kevin and 90s football prizes to give away during the tournament, including a new batch of Lettersford Town football shirts are on their way soon. And we have done the mad thing of giving me the keys to the Quickly Kevin bank account and £1,000 to spend on an array of 90s football goodies, signed stuff, merch, rare stuff.
Now, we also need to admit that we have made a slight error in planning. Now, seeing as we only came up with this idea 3 weeks ago, and by that point, everyone else had got all their sponsors and partnerships to finance their tournament, we have failed hugely to get any financial backing. And on top of this, we've invested in paying guests, getting someone to edit overnight, technical fees I don't understand for the watch-alongs, as I said, Michael's eBay addiction. Plus, Chris, what have you spent £200 on?
I've spent £200 on getting our theme remixed, especially for this major topical tournament. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yes, please.
Here we go. There we go. Listen to that. So, listen, in an effort not to lose thousands of pounds while giving ourselves loads of extra work, when I've got a job, Josh has got a 2-week-old baby, Michael is spending all of his time defending Peter Schmeichel on social media, we need help.
Monday's episodes will be available on our normal feeds for free, but Wednesday's and Friday's episodes and the watch-alongs will be available for XJ8 Patreon subscribers. The Championship Manager Tournament is available to all Patreon subscribers, so don't worry, tripees.
Go on, chuck us a tenner for just the price of a couple of London pints. You're going to get 13 podcasts, numerous watch-alongs, Championship Manager rerun of Euro 96 prizes, and lots more.
The perfect soundtrack to the perfect summer. These are memories you will have forever. This is a reason for your summer not to be built on memories of Danny Murphy and Mark Pugac, but instead on Matt Ford, Ivo Graham, and numerous mentions of Yuri Geller, who will not be replying because he doesn't do podcasts.
Plus, on top of all of that, you get access to hours and hours of exclusive Patreon-only episodes that are already there, including the first seven episodes of the chapter-by-chapter Steve Bruce read-along with Ivo Graham. There's quickly covering film club episodes of Escape to Victory, A Shot at Glory, and Mike Bassett, England Manager. All of the extended Patreon versions of the normal episodes. And everyone who is a Patreon at the beginning of July will be in line for three pieces of QK merchandise that are being sent out in one big bundle. We were going to send them out four times a year. We realized logistically it's an absolute nightmare. So we're going to send them all out once after the tournament.
Now, we know signing up for Patreon isn't possible for everyone, and we will still be putting out the regular series of Quickly Kevin throughout the year as always. But for those of you that have signed up or are going to sign up, we'd also like to say a massive thank you for your support, as it allows us to make even more episodes of the show we love. I'll be honest with you, footballers do not do anything without a pound note in their pocket. We could not do it without the likes of you, because that private detective team Michael's had tracking David Batty for the last 3 years, that does not come cheap.
And you know, I was offering big bucks to Yuri Geller and it still wasn't enough. So
It wasn't enough.
Quote unquote, I don't do podcasts. He hates the platform.
He doesn't do podcasts. I'll be honest with you, Chris. It's the only positive financial use this podcast has had in the last 3 weeks is Yuri Geller turning down our money.
If you run a podcast and you want Yuri Geller on it, dream on. Otherwise, if you want a summer full of Quickly Kevin content, three episodes a week and everything we talked about, just get yourself over to patreon.com/quicklykevin. Sign up and I promise you, you won't regret it, especially if you enjoyed Big Breakfast coverage of France 98.
So, one final recap of everything. Three podcasts a week, watch-alongs, Championship Manager tournament, prizes, three bits of merch at the end of the month, all the old Patreon episodes, all available for you, all for just the price of a couple of pints. Go to patreon.com/quicklykevin. Chris, have we got time for any more 90s o'clock news?
We are well over schedule, so sadly we do not have time to discuss how Steve Froggatt met his wife. And on that, someone came up to me in the street. I haven't even told you this. Someone came up to me in the street. I was walking through London and asked me how Steve Froggatt met his wife. And I told them and they couldn't believe it.
And then you had to kill them.